Hello, and welcome to the Mighty Mom Podcast. I am Kaylee McClellan.
And I'm Katie Oster. We are two moms on a journey to remember and care for the women we are within.
Join us each week as we dig deep, explore the tools and concepts that will reconnect us to our power within and help us grow and shift through the thick of mom life. No, and it's true. Yeah. Like, you know, it's easy in the moment to just wish away everything that's happening right now. We just want peace. We just want a clean house. We just wanted a free schedule. We don't want to be running so ragged. So it's easy to wish that away and just want like the free time, but then you're going to like look back and miss the early days with kids. But the missing piece is how. Like, everybody knows that self-care is needed. It's like, you know, if you want to be able to like find the joy and feel more at ease and all of that stuff, then there's things that we have to do to care for ourselves. But the how piece is what's missing. Is we need to help people. Like, we can't just talk about how self-care is needed and that it helps. And yeah, we all get that. I think we all understand the conversation, but we don't. It's a lot harder to put that into action. And I think that's the support we're trying to offer moms, is helping them take the step back. Because it's the step back that gives them the shift in perspective. It's the step back that helps them remember who they are. It's the step back that like helps them find the peace again, find the joy, find the confidence. And it's just the fact and the reality is taking the step back is really fucking hard to do. So I think that's where these challenges create this opportunity to give you a chance to take a step back and to begin to notice the impact that it has on your life. And then also recognize what gets in the way of taking your step back, whether it's your inability to let go of control, you know, like whether it's literally lack of support or whatever it is, there's things that
productivity
that are gonna,
over presence.
Totally. To reclaim that time now. Like, we can't wait till later to start filling ourselves back up. Like, in order to keep going, we've got to just like take those little step backs. And some nights you're able to take a big step back, but some nights you're not able to. So at least we can offer a micro step back in terms of these challenges.
This way to get that micro step back.
Yeah.
Because it's not just the big ones that make the difference. It's really having a way to consistently have a mini step back every day, or as often as we possibly can. Like, the point is to aim for every day. You might not start off at every day, and that's okay, but you've got to practice at being able to do that.
Yeah.
And this is why, because these micro step backs are actually what move the sanity needle forward and
totally
help us even be able to take the big step backs.
Yeah.
We still deserve, we can't always do those every day.
Yeah. They give you more confidence to take the step back. They also give you more awareness and understanding of what's making it difficult to step back. Cause it's in those moments that you do take a step back and refill yourself up a bit more from the inside, that it gives you that space to ask those hard questions and to just not be so consumed. Like, frig, life, motherhood, in general, like everything, it can like just consume you so deep, right? And when you're in it, it's hard to think of anything else. So you just need something to help bring you out a little bit more. So with that said, let's talk a little bit more about what we're doing this month.
Okay. Yeah. So exciting. This month, our challenge is dance, a dance a day for 28 days. And it can be as many songs as you want to dance to, any kind of music you want to dance to. It can be one dance, it could be one song, or there's going to be some fun shares in there as well. Some like maybe doing a mini dance video and using somebody else's, choreography as inspiration, anything, but just fun, creative, playful movement.
I'm really excited for this one, because last challenge we did the meditation challenge, which I found, you know, very grounding and insightful and calming and all of that. So this challenge, we're kind of shaking that up. We're taking a totally different approach where we're moving and we're uplifting. And so I'm super excited to see how this impacts just my mindset and my energies on a daily basis.
Exactly. A different way of finding the calm by lifting us up out of, like, this is why this really, this month is perfect for doing a challenge like this, because we're in this, like, especially if we're in North America here in Canada, we're in this transition period from winter into spring, and it can be really mucky. There's this, usually this feeling of like being so done with winter, and it's still not yet that like emerging play in the sun kind of weather and celebrating warmth and everything yet. So we're still just kind of stuck in this icky, awkward time. So it's nice to have this thing that we can do that shakes that feeling up and out. And sometimes dance can help reveal how you're feeling so you can work through it too. I mean, you can tap into feeling maybe kind of sad or really sad and put on something that helps you release that, maybe even have a good cry and just get it out. Because when we trap it in, when these emotions are stagnant and stuck inside of us, it brings us down. It's hard to get stuck in them. But dance is this physical way to move it, to shake it out, to get it out of there and uplift. I love how Tony Robbins, and I'm sure tons of people say, motion creates emotion. And something as exciting and playful and freeing as dance is an uplifting, high vibe emotion.
Love it. I love just how unserious this challenge is, in a sense, yet so impactful. And I think it's like sometimes the key to success, especially in these micro moments that we have to move the sanity needle in our day to day. It's really cool how fun it can be still and uplifting, and also how much we can involve our children, our husbands, like, you know, so it's just, I think it's a cool new practice to just introduce and to see how it can become just a part of your household even, and how that's impacting you, like, in the end as well, you know?
Totally. That's what I'm really excited about, because especially when it comes to this, like, moving the sanity needle, I think there can be this concept or this idea that it needs to be all alone and away from everybody when the house is perfect and you've got an open schedule and nothing but free time to do the thing. And it's got to be this big thing. But really, these micro moments can include our family to also fill us up. It doesn't have to serve one person. It can serve us all at the same time.
Totally. And maybe not all self-care practices can be done in that fashion, but I think that's what's cool about shedding light on different types of self-care practices, so that you can look at what stage you're at right now, what you do have available, and then, you know, adjust what practices work for you at any given time. Because I agree, waiting for that moment when you've got everything figured out and you have just like that free time to yourself. I mean, if you wait for that, you might be waiting for a while, because it doesn't come very often, right? So, and when it does come, you usually have like a mile long of things that you've been waiting for, like your kid or anybody to be out of the house that you can accomplish. So sometimes you even push your self-care to the bottom of that. Well, I've got to clean the floor. I've got to do this, got to do that. Mm-hmm. Your mile becomes super, like, list becomes a mile long, you know? So
yeah,
so I totally agree. I love how this one, it's just a bit of a different approach on the whole making time for yourself and how that can be with others.
Yeah, it's been really, like, it's funny. We started it with the Mighty Mom Tribe on Monday, March 9th. Depending on when you're listening to this, you can join in on these challenges. I mean, you always have the opportunity to start to initiate on your own, right? But you can join in with us whenever works for you. But we technically started with our community on Monday. So we've been doing it for, was it 3 days, 4 days?
Today's the third day, yeah.
Third day, thanks, my math. And it's been a little bit different for me every day so far. Like, I love dance, but I don't often prioritize the ability to do it at home on a frequent basis. Like, it is magic for me. So it's funny, like, I had this intention that I would choose a song to dance to every day. And then the day before the challenge, this like chakra dance mini course fell in my lap. And I was like, well, heck, I guess I'm just gonna check this out. So it's much different than like your typical pop culture kind of music. And it's kind of resonates with each energy, you know, center in your body. So I've been able to try out this a little bit. And then when my daughter wakes up in the morning, it's kind of already got me like in this mood of thinking of music, wanting to dance. So I've been putting on a song for us to dance to and have a little kitchen dance party when we're getting ready for getting out the door in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And really, like, it's fun. Just cool because I think this can be something that you even just reflect on is, does that help get out the door easier? You know, like, because music changes your mood. It's a fact, right? Music, like, has its own energy and all of that stuff. So it's just cool because, you know, when you're in that state of having fun, you might notice you experience less resistance in both yourself, your child, and it could make just the process of things seem lighter.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know even, sorry. Yeah.
No, go for it.
Today it seemed to, like, my daughter is a beautiful projector of energy and things that come in, like from the TV or music or just interactions between other people. She's like a megaphone of like showing you what that energy is or feels or looks like. So this morning we were listening to Bambaleo. Somebody inspired me from in the tribe. Yes. I loved it. And she's just shaking her little booty naked. Oh. And so it was very exciting. It was a really fun, shaky, uppy kind of a song, which can be a little distracting because she totally would just do that all day long. But it also made her more agreeable when I'm like, we've got to do this because we got to go. Okay. So there was still like, got to rein you in, but she was much more, you know, excited to do what I had asked her to do.
Cool. Love it. See, that's just like you said, it kind of like can impact everybody, right? That was Andrew last night. He's just been having a really, really tough time at work. There's a bit of a bully at work with him right now. And Andrew's just such a like a likable dude, and to see him like be alienated, and it's like, you know, it's not him, right? It's the other person. But it's just really starting to like chip away at his spirit. And hey, Mighty Mamas, thank you for joining us today and sharing in the conversation.
If you're picking up what we're putting down, leave us a review and let us know what you think. If you think this is just the medicine that a friend or a fellow Mighty Mom needs, share the love and share this episode with them as well.
And if there's something else you would like us to talk about or would like us to know, please comment below and we will do our best to get back to each and every one of you and explore all of the different topics and challenges that we encounter in motherhood. Mwah. Lots of love. Together we are stronger. So let's all just come together and embrace this crazy ride of motherhood as one.
Yeah, we are so grateful for you guys for being here and just being part of this.
All right. Till next time.
Peace.